eyes, pause you quick. Fix up inside in just a few minutes, you'll be ready. Alright, five size pods, let's dive right in.
Here we are once again, Tommy Jr.
and Lainey Girl.
And our podcast show. Hey, you know what we're going to talk about today? You know, and I know, we went to the Lewis's 50th anniversary.
Wasn't it amazing?
Oh, yes. Very nice venue, very nice venue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I enjoyed myself.
It was a beautiful, beautiful, balmy, early evening anniversary.
Yeah, and that you mentioned, you know, what a beautiful evening it was, because it was outside. It was lovely. I was able to soak up some of that last evening sun, the rays of the gold and the yellow. I got plenty of vitamin D sitting out there enjoying myself.
Yeah, you did. You did. I could tell. It was wonderful. We had delicious food. We had outside entertainment. We had a DJ as well.
Yeah, that was Killer Groove from the radio station.
Okay, it was very nice, very nice. Everybody looked lovely. The decorations were very pretty, blue and white. Gorgeous, gorgeous.
Really a tribute to the 50 years.
It was.
You know, one thing that I'm thinking about, it was, actually it was humorous, being that the venue was outside. They pulled up in a beautiful SUV truck, the Cadillac truck, beautiful. And I said, wow, they really rented a nice vehicle to make their grand entrance in. Then all of a sudden, it dawned upon me, that was their truck.
That was their truck, right, right. Beautiful, beautiful truck. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they've been married 50 years, and they made it work.
Yeah.
They started young. They prospered. They have a beautiful home. They have their own businesses. They've done exceedingly well.
Yeah, it is. It is something to be proud of and testament to their 50 years.
Yes, it is.
You know, thinking back 50 years, I says it's a long time, but yet it's not, because it was 50 years ago that I started photographing weddings. And the first wedding that I had the opportunity to photograph, they broke up. The couple broke up before I could get the pictures back to them. And there's a few more around my early days of wedding photography that they didn't last. But I guess about 10 years ago, I ran into a couple in the supermarket, and they remembered me. And they said, you did our wedding. I said, you're still married. I said, wow, that's really great. Because I used to tell them, if I do your wedding, I will do no gimmicks, but if you stay married, you'll be looking at your wedding pictures, I'd say 20 years, 30 years, if you stay married that long. And they told me, yeah, they thought about you because they had been looking at their wedding pictures.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, stay married that long and enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like they always talk about how young they were when they got married. And they're still together. How old were they? They were teenagers when they got married, weren't they?
Oh, yeah. Well, they started dating. They dated 7 years before they married. So actually, they were married 57 years. So they were very young. They met in the sixth and seventh grade, and they were in love. And Archie sang My Cheri Amour to her the next year after they met, you know, when he knew that he wanted Sharon to be his wife, and he wanted to be with her forever. And he was just a little boy.
Well, you know, what kind of statistics you got for us today?
Well, the statistics are, surprisingly, you won't believe it. I heard that during COVID that there were a lot of divorces because people realized that they couldn't be together under the same roof that long. And so there were a lot of divorces. But I read some statistics where the marriages are up and divorces went down because people realized when they were together, they were confined in the same premises, they began to talk about their lives and what they liked and what they didn't like and how they couldn't stand being cooped up with them because of this or finances or because they didn't like the way they looked or they were getting older for whatever reasons. They did talk it out. And so it made the whole thing last longer. And then another big change is that therapy has become more normalized, roles in marriage have become more flexible, and people are more used to talking openly about what they want their marriage to work, what they want to make their marriages to work. Also, people were getting married for the romantic part, the love making, and all that. And now people are getting married for the compatibility.
And friendship.
And friendship.
Yeah,
like we have.
Yeah, we have a
We have a wonderful friendship. We always talk about it. Mm-hmm. We don't agree on everything. We don't agree on much. But it works, doesn't it?
Yeah, we have that friendship. And that's very important.
Mm-hmm. It is. It really is. And I think you have to be friends first.
Yep, foremost, that's the main thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can go on from there.
Yes, you can. And I admire the Lewises because they have made it last 50 years. Can you imagine? A lot of people don't even live that long,
yeah.
Let alone live with someone else that long.
Yeah, it's a true testament to them.
Mm-hmm. And my sister and her boyfriend, Tom, they were together 40 years. They dated 40 years. But they didn't like each other enough to say I do.
Amazing.
It is amazing.
Yeah.
It really is. Oh, and we talked about the venue. The food was delicious. It was prepared by Archie and Sharon's son, Archie Jr., and his wife, Vern. It was absolutely delicious. Better than most venue food.
Well, I enjoyed myself, and we'd like to thank them for inviting us.
Yes, we had a wonderful time.
And
wonderful time.
Wish them another 50 years.
I wish them another 50 years, but they'll be in heaven, I guess.
I enjoyed talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess we'll sign off now while we're ahead.
Okay.
This is Tommy Jr.
This is Lady Girl.
Until next time.
For sure. 50 years from now.
50 years.
Thanks for being with me today. Hope you learned something. I hate to leave you, but I have to go. But you can come back next time. And we'll do it all over again.